And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Kayla Betcher, Executive Director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival, here to talk about tomorrow's spring fundraiser with Australian pianist Piers Lane. It's going to be an evening of Chopin. Welcome to Morning Edition, Kayla.
Thank you, Melissa. It's great to be here.
Well, first let's talk about the visiting artist, Piers.
This is Piers's fifth trip to Alaska in the last 5 years. We were just discussing this last night and with us, with our organization. So a few times here in Sitka. This is his third trip to Sitka. He's also been with us in Anchorage a couple of times. The last time he was in Sitka was 3 years ago in February and had an evening of Chopin planned that time around, but unfortunately fell ill and had to cancel that performance. And we're just excited to have him back and be able to, you know, to recapture that moment. He has a program of Chopin planned, as you mentioned, and it's a really interesting lineup. It's a selection of about, I think, 9 total pieces broken into 3 segments, and it's sort of showcasing early Chopin, mid years of his composing and his later years, and also a selection of the different types of pieces that he wrote. So a nocturne, a ballade, a polonaise, a prelude, an etude, you know, kind of one of each. So a really nice little sampling of Chopin, I think. Piers was my guest. We did Sunset Symphony together last night and talked at length about Chopin. And so you can go and grab that from the program schedule, the link there. That program is archived here on the KCAW website. And if you go to Sunset Symphony on Thursday night, you can hear Piers and his experiences, his relationship with Chopin. We had a lovely conversation and some great music last night.
All right. Well, how is this a fundraiser?
So the Sitka Summer Music Festival, obviously, you know, the main events are in June, but we've added this to our calendar to help the expense, you know, the tickets that we sell in June and the programs that we do throughout the year only cover a portion of our expenses for a year. And so we had these fundraisers throughout the year as a way to, you know, add a little bit more music throughout the year and showcase some special artists at different times of the year, but also to help with to help raise the funds that we need to help bring the artists here to Sitka in the summertime and, you know, take care of them and pay for venues and programs and all the things that go along with putting on an entire festival for a whole month.
So tomorrow evening is Chopin. It's also dinner and auction.
Exactly. It is a full evening. The dinner catered by Chef Edith is a full grilled salmon dinner with potatoes and asparagus and, you know, a salad and appetizers and the whole thing. There'll also be a full bar there hosted by the Nugget. And then there's also an auction component, which has been really fun for the last few years. And we have some excellent items, a lot of travel-based items, actually. So there's a condo for a week in Cabo San Lucas. There's a cabin in Girdwood on the auction block. There's a 3-hour Sitka Sound summer cruise on an 80-foot yacht named Ginger here in town, which would be a really fun outing, I think. Ellen Marine has donated whale-watching tours. And then there's 2 nights at the new Aspen Hotel here in town, and Absolute Tree Care Services has donated a gift certificate. And the 5-minute shopping spree at C-Mart, so thank you, C-Mart, for that. And then the added icing on the cake is that Zool Bailey will play Flight of the Bumblebee while you shop. And
that
we did this last
fun.
Year. It was hysterical. And they were like, Andrew Hames was like pushing Zool around on a cart while Cindy and Keith Gibson shopped madly. And it was frenzied and hilarious. And so we're looking forward to that to that item again. As well as you know, some other things. Dan Jones, terrific baker, you know, little undercover baker here in town, but he donates a pie or cake of the month that he delivers to you for the next year. and Don Lehman, also a phenomenal cook. Beautiful home out on Whale Island, and is offering an evening out there with a full dinner, fine wines, and an evening. This happens in June, so some of the festival artists will be there and perform there in his home. So a little private concert, little beautiful dinner. So some really nice items and, you know, fun opportunities for folks to grab onto.
Great to have some lovely dinner, some fun with an auction, and some Wonderful music.
And I should mention, because this might be of interest to some folks, but we have secured a very special guest auctioneer for tomorrow night. Ed Ronco will be in town and will be our live auctioneer for the night. So we're looking forward to having him there and part of the fun, too.
That's wonderful. So let's talk about how the Sitka Summer Music Festival is going, gearing up for summer.
Yes, absolutely. If only a few months away. So our artistic director, Zul Bailey, is putting the final touches on the program and the invitations to the artists who are coming. I know that Paul Rosenthal will be here for a week. And that's our founding artistic director, so it'll be fun to have him back in town. Yulia Gornman, who is a pianist who was here a couple years ago, is returning. She's a phenomenal Russian pianist and a lot of fun. And so it'll be great to have her back in town as well. Nava Perlman has been here a couple times. She's returning. Kurt Nikkanen, who's the concertmaster of the New York City Ballet Orchestra, will be here along with his wife, who's a very fine pianist. And I think, I don't know that I can confirm, there's a couple of quartets that Zul's been trying to book, and I don't know that I can absolutely confirm them yet, but one, you know, in particular who's been here that was really fun, but it's been a few years since they've been here, so hopefully we can welcome them back. And, you know, once again, it'll be a full 4 weeks of events. We now do things 6 days a week for the entire month of June, and just around town, so... And there is a theme of to commemorate the sesquicentennial of Alaska becoming part of the United States. There is a lineup of Russian composers as well as American composers as kind of the theme
great.
throughout
mm-hmm.
the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And in other news, we will be hosting our fourth annual Sitka Cello Seminar in July, and those that audition process has closed, and the instructors are, you know, sorting through them and extending invitations for that cello seminar. So we'll have another 3 weeks of young cellists in town for the month of July.
So a lot that's coming up, and tomorrow night's a good bridge.
I hope you can come. It's a wonderful, it's a really fun event that we've been doing for the last few years, and kind of just a nice little, you know, ray of musical sunshine in the midst of winter, as it were.
So it's going to be tomorrow at Centennial Hall, 6 p.m.
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
The
okay.
doors open at 5, and it's kind of a soft opening, so folks can arrive and get settled and check out the silent auction items, and Piers will perform his first set at 5:30, and we'll intersperse with dinner and the auction throughout the evening at Centennial Hall. And tickets are available at Old Harbor Books or online through our website, sitkamusicfestival.org. And if folks have any questions, they can feel free to give me a call. And I'm even on my cell phone since I'm a moving target right now, but 738-7006 if anybody needs to know more.
Great. Well, you know, we're up on your website right now, Sitka Summer Music Festival website. I have that up. And we're going to go out listening to Variations on a Nocturne by Chopin, performed by Piers Lane.
Wonderful.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Melissa.